A high school in our region will get some Hollywood glitz for prom day this month. Kevin Bacon, yes, that Kevin Bacon, is coming to Utah's Payson High School. That's where part of Footloose was filmed. This is the movie's 40th anniversary. I cannot believe it is that long. And the school building will be torn down next year. So students and faculty have been working for months to bring the bacon home. Well, KUER's Sierra Hewlett was at Payson High when the news went public and has this report for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The excitement at Payson High School is palpable.
Mega excited.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Freaking out.
Super cool.
Overall, just happy.
Insane.
Student body president Ruby Roth hardly slept last night.
I'm exhausted. I've been up all night long. I think I got an hour and a half of sleep.
Roth and her fellow Payson High students have known about the visit for a few weeks, but they've been keeping it secret. At 6:30 a.m., though, Kevin Bacon made the announcement official and public on NBC's The Today Show.
The movie and Payson High School was a big part of my life. I'm going to come. I got to come.
The turnout that we had this morning is mind-blowing. It's insane.
Roth guesses around 1,300 students gathered at 4:45 a.m. at the school gym for the news. A few even dressed in head-to-toe bacon costumes, like the kind of bacon you eat. But it didn't happen without a lot of work. The plan to bring bacon back has been in motion for a couple years, so Roth is ecstatic.
I feel, like, honestly just so relieved, like, that all of our hard work just finally paid off and we actually did it when no one else thought we could. We kind of just get a rub in their faces now, like, haha, we did it.
What did you have to do to get Kevin Bacon to come?
Everything. This whole school year, all of our events have been aimed towards Footloose. We did a Footloose school musical, a Footloose movie stadium night, Mr. Bacon contest, and we've been posting on TikTok and Instagram with the hashtag Bacon to Payson and just hoping that Kevin would see.
Roth thinks what finally convinced him to come is the work they'll be doing for his foundation, 6degrees.org. The day of the prom, they'll be putting together 5,000 resource kits for communities in need. When it comes to their own community, Student Council Advisor Jenny Staley says the project to bring bacon to Payson has brought everyone together, especially in a time when unity feels hard to find. Do you think this is something that was particularly needed this year?
I really do. I think that that's the reason it's resonated so deeply with people, not just here in Payson or in Utah, but across the country and even the world. We've gotten calls from Canada and all kinds of places this morning. And I think it's really because this is such a feel-good idea that we can all get behind and we can all agree that good things need to happen in the world and unexpected kindnesses are worth it.
As we make our way through the hallways, Principal Jesse Sorensen says it's brought the students together too. He takes me to a couple film locations from the movie. Sorensen says a trip to Payson High wouldn't be complete without seeing the Kevin Bacon locker.
My son actually discovered it when he was cleaning out lockers one summer as a summer job.
Really?
And there was a little sticker in there that was all faded that said, "Congratulations, you have Kevin Bacon's locker from the film Footloose 1984.
What?
Yeah. And this is the locker.
It's filled with Footloose pictures and quotes, a pair of cowboy boots, and a commemorative diploma Sorensen says they'll be giving to Bacon when he returns on April 20th.
And then there's a Bible here with the scripture about the time to weep, the time to laugh, the time to mourn, and the time to dance.
But Payson High students probably won't be dancing today. The school is starting to clear out as sleepy students who've been up before the sun head off to their beds. For KUER News in Payson, I'm Ciara Hewlett.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.